They took the Lord's name in vain. They cussed teachers. They even set fire to Fred Shoemaker's old broken-down tool shed. To be fair, the shed was ugly and was about to fall over anyway. My father said burning it down was the only good thing the Herdmans ever did, and if they'd known it was a good thing, they wouldn't have done it at all. They were just so all-around awful, you could hardly believe they were real. No one knew why they were that way. It seemed they just came out of the womb mean. And speaking of that womb, us kids have never seen their parents. Some thought they'd given up and run away. My theory was that they were the first parents to be kidnapped, tied up, and robbed by their own kids. Ralph, Leroy, Claude, Ollie, Gladys, and the toughest one of them all, Imogene. All the same, except for different sizes and different black and blue marks where they had clonked each other.
Okay, everybody, find your seats. I hope you're ready for show and tell. My first show and teller will be...
me.
Okay, Ollie Herdman is first. Wait.
It's my cat, Spike.